Now, what Borges adds in here that's really fantastic is that the writing of the encyclopedia has begun to create the things that people are writing about. When people believe there's something to find, Borges says, they end up somehow creating it, whether with their minds or some other way, it's not entirely clear, and they end up finding it. The fantasy creates the reality. And Borges writes as if they're both equally real. In a sense, they are, because they both inhabit the minds of his readers. Borges's magical realism in this story and in many, many others is cerebral. It's detached. He was very mathematical. He loved math. He collected books about math. He read about math. He included sophisticated mathematical material in his stories. And so in the sense that he's like Tolkien, he uses the techniques of a scholar to create a false documentary trail and a pseudo-authority for his fantasy. But on the other hand, he's not like Tolkien, and that he's not interested in creating a history of the elves or a mythology for England or a mythology for Argentina. He's much more about writing things that interest him, giving vent to ideas that trouble him. I mean, he worked in a library, and he can see what soul-killing places they can be when you see how many books there are and how you could never get through reading them and how someone's magnum opus of a book gets shelved behind the maps and never seen again. And Borges is playing with these ideas, very sophisticated ideas. They are not, however, the kind of huge big-picture ideas about ethics and morality and how should we live, like Tolkien. They're big-picture in a different sense, about mathematical ideas and ideas about whether things exist and how they exist. My favorite story by Borges is actually only a paragraph long. It's called On Exactitude in Science. And it says that in one kingdom, the royal cartographers got so good at making maps that they made a map that was the same size and had the same amount of detail as the thing that they were mapping. And then what happened is people went off and lived in the map because it was identical to the thing. This is what I talked about several lectures ago about the map not equating the territory, or if the map did equate the territory, it became the territory. Well, Borges does that all in one paragraph and brilliantly. It's not the same kind of thing that Tolkien wants to do in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of creating a reality. It's more of an abstraction. If we move on from Borges to the Colombian writer, Gabriel García Márquez, who was born in 1928 and is still writing today, García Márquez generates authority in a very different way. He uses the techniques of realistic fiction that have been honed and have become kind of consensus techniques and conventions over the past two centuries. So I want to look at his story, published in 1955, A Very Old Man with Enormous Wings.